Next item on the agenda is Queens Creek Landing 06-0723. Nykerk.
There. Unless y'all have trouble seeing that with the brighter projector, I think maybe we can get by with leaving the lights up. Queens Creek Landing is requesting authorization to install six pilings on the east side of a T-head to improve an existing boat slip, construct a 4-foot by 16-foot open pile pier to improve access to a sewage pump-out facility, and to construct a 68-square-foot open pile addition at the landward end of their existing pier situated along Queens Creek in Matthews County. Project is protested by an adjoining property owner. This is Hills Bay, Piankatank River, Gwynn's Island. This is Queens Creek coming in here. Marina is located where the red circle is. Closer view of the USGS topographic map. Again, the project's located here. This is the demarcation of the Queens Creek Federal Project Channel. This is the 2002 Vigen aerial series that we use. Queens Creek is approximately 725 feet wide at the project site and with a mean low water depth of approximately 7 feet. The piers extend approximately 275 feet channelward of mean high water, and a 175-foot-long T-head is located at the channelward end of the pier, the T-head here. Closer view of that same aerial. Mr. Julius acquired the marina in 2001. He's worked with the health department to improve the sanitary facilities, but no significant modifications appear to have been conducted on the pier or the boathouse. This is the first application we received from the marina since he purchased the facility in 2001. This is the plan view drawing. He's proposing to install six mooring poles extending 22 feet east of the existing T-head pier. That would be these pilings here. There is a slip here now that extends between 12 and 14 feet out. He's also proposing a 4-foot by 16-foot pier. That would be to access the new pump-out station. And then a little triangular piece, 68 square feet, to improve access to that pier. I believe there's also an electrical box there. This is an aerial from May of 2006. Since no new slips are being proposed, the Virginia Institute of Marine Science does not anticipate any significant environmental impacts associated with the proposal. The health department has approved a plan for sanitary facilities and has no objection. No other state agencies have commented on the project. The pier additions will not encroach on any public or privately leased oyster ground, and Queens Creek is currently condemned for the direct marketing of shellfish. Just for your information, this is the area where they're proposing to extend this slip a little further to the east and also about 8 feet channelward. This is the area where the triangular piece would be located. And then over here is the location for the 4-foot by 16-foot slip to access the pump out. This is a more recent aerial, also taken in May, but in 2007. Mr. Dean Parker, the adjoining property owner on the west side of the marina, I believe this is, this is his house here, I believe. This is his boathouse. There's actually two parcels there, and this is a private pier that's also there. Mr. Parker believes the existing facility is larger than originally authorized. He is also concerned that the proposed mooring poles would extend 8 feet further into the creek and might constitute a hazard to navigation. He also states that the T-head pier with the existing and proposed mooring poles is wider than the upland parcel from which the pier extends. He claims the wide T-head forces boats to entering and exiting the boathouse and more landward slips to navigate in front of the neighboring properties. Let's summarize that concern. This is the T-head. here. This is the limits of the upland, or somewhere over into here. This is also from 2006. Staff believes the proposed 4-foot by 16-foot pier at the pump-out station and the 68-square-foot angled deck area are reasonable and will improve access to the facilities with only minimal impact on the environment and other uses of the waterway. The proposed addition of 6 mooring poles to increase the width of the easternmost slip should only have minimal environmental impact. However, staff believes the concern expressed by Mr. Parker regarding the relative width of the marina facility related to the marina's water frontage may have merit. Based on the plan view drawing provided in the application, it appears that the proposed increased width of the slip would extend the width of the entire pier beyond that of the marina's parcel. Although only a court of chancery can apportion riparian rights, without such an apportionment, staff is reluctant to recommend approval for a project that results in a facility that is wider than the associated upland parcel. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, we recommend approval of the 4-foot by 16-foot pier at the pump-out station, the 68-square-foot angled deck area at the landward end of the main pier, but we are unable to recommend approval for the increase in the width or length of the easternmost slip. Although we would have no objection to the replacement of the pilings or the addition of intermediate piles, provided they extended no further channelward or to the east than the existing slip. If deemed necessary, we could also support a revised plan to relocate pilings within the existing footprint of the slip area landward of the T-head to better accommodate larger boats. Finally, we recommend the assessment of an encroachment royalty at a rate of $1 per square foot for any newly authorized encroachment over state-owned submerged land. Be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Chip. Any questions for Mr. Nykirk? Thank you, sir.
The applicant called me yesterday, said he would be unable to attend today. He's aware of our recommendation and asked that the commission move forward with it. He said he did not have any objection to staff's recommendation, and he would be willing to stay within the existing footprint at that T-head.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone else here in support of the project? Anyone here in opposition to the project? Yes, sir. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Do solemnly swear.
My name is Dean Parker, and I'm next door neighbor in opposition.
Do solemnly swear the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Proceed, please.
I'd like to make a few comments, and if I could direct your attention to the very last page of this handout that you've got, it shows the old permit from the Corps of Engineers back in 1977, and you can see that there's it's sort of a lopsided T-head field. Most of it extends to one side. And I just invite you to take notice of that. The marina shed is oriented towards the western end of the property. And then I'll refer you back to the plan view to see what it actually looks like today. Give you a chance to compare one with the other. Now, there's a couple of points I'd like to make. First off, you need to know that Mr. Hudgens, who built this marina, had a permit in 77 to extend beyond the covered boat slips. And he did it his way, not the way the Corps of Engineers suggested. And so things were in limbo for a little while. In 1979, they did get a as-built permit. As-built, it is not like what is existing now, but it was a lot more like what's existing now than what you see in the original permit. These little canards, I don't know what you call them, off the end of the T-head deal, these little solid dock areas that extend channelwood from the end of the T-head deal, they were not there in 1979 when the as-built was done. And over the years, first off, word explanation, I was a merchant seaman. I was gone most of the time. Even though I owned the property, I came in the summertime and weekends and such when I could. But I didn't see these things happen. I only saw the results. And once they're done and there's a boat tied up in that slip, it looks like it's been there forever. And again, we're talking about a period of 30 years where this marina has grown slowly but steadily. 45 new pilings in 30 years, that's only a piling and a half a year. And it's hard to drive a half a piling. It's only 18 more boat slips now than when I got here. But if you did that all at once, if you came and said, I want to add, 40-odd pilings and 18 slips, you'd have a lot of people up here with something to say about it, people that use the creek, people who are interested in the environment or nature or any variety of things. So I'm not asking you to do anything in particular. I'm asking you to accept Mr. Nyquist's suggestion, approve it the way it is. My objection to this project was only for the six new pilings. And as you can read in my letter, if you've read this, I objected not only for the reason that it extended out into the creek 8 additional feet, but that the slip there was never permitted to start with. And that never was part of the permit plan. So it's an easy way to tell what's new and what's old. All the old stuff is creosoted pilings. All the new stuff is salt-treated pilings. And you can go down there and look at it. You can't tell it from the aerial view. In fact, you might have to get in a boat and get under the pier and take a look, but it's easy to tell. So I just characterize the marina as having kind of sharp elbows, making a little extra room for themselves from what is a relatively small infrastructure. They've got 1.23 acres of land to support this 40 or 43 slips. I'm not sure what they've got. But plus the dry storage of boats on the property as well. It just seems like it's 5 pounds of stuff in a 4-pound bag. I don't disapprove of anything they want to do to improve this place. I think it needs some improvement. It looks pretty neat and orderly from the aerial view, but when you get down close to it, you'll see that there's one piling is real high, and the next one's cut off down here, and one is this big around, and the next one's, you get the idea. It's sort of a catch-as-catch-can. The idea of them all being creosoted pilings didn't strike me until a couple of years after I bought my property next door. I came out with my architect, and we walked over there and took a look at the marina. And he said they ran out of telephone poles. And sure enough, there was a green piling out there looking fresh and crisp. I had not seen it go in. But anyway, that's been the history. And I would like to make a couple of suggestions. One is that this plan view that they've submitted, I know the chap that did it, so I hate to hit on him too bad, but it looks like something done by a fifth grader. And a lot of times, that's all you get for these projects. Pretty crude drawings.
We've had second grader versions, too.
Yeah, I bet you have. So when you do that, there's a lot of fudge factor in there. You know, the things, for instance, I don't know how tall these pilings are. I have heard that he was hoping to put a slip out there that would have a cover over it. So, you know, we don't know if he were to be allowed to put those six pilings, are they going to be one way the heck up in there? And then, you know, a year from there, you come back and it's got a roof on it?
We would hope not.
Well, I would hope not, too, as a neighbor. So anyway, that's all I really ask is that every time a marina adds a piling, they come here and look for a permit. And I've visited about three or four marinas, and I've talked to at least a couple operators, and one of them just said, look, that's what marinas do. They add pilings. Another guy said, look, he said, I understand what you're saying, but I'm not making a comment. And but then I've been to marinas where they apparently do follow the letter of the law, get the permits necessary, and so on. Anyway, that was one suggestion, a better plan view. Another suggestion, and I've attended a number of Matthews County Wetlands Board hearings, and very seldom do I hear anybody mention the number of slips. They always talk about the lineal feet of dock that they want to put in, or the lineal feet of bulkheading, and the offshore pilings or the mooring pilings. But never do I hear them talk about the number of slips, or very seldom do I hear about that. For instance, on these six pilings, if he doesn't find a 50-foot boat with a 15-foot beam, he might say, well, hell, I got, turn it sideways and I got three boats in there. I mean, you know, that's the way things go. So, number of slips on the suggestion would be a good suggestion, I think. Other thing, and I spoke to Wetlands about this, you got contractors working in the county, and some of them are not small operations, some of them pretty big. And these contractors come along and put in pilings, and they did here in this case in 05, they put in six pilings, and the contractor knew darn well there wasn't any permit. So why let a contractor, and these guys come before you guys all the time, get away with putting in pilings for a commercial operation? Would they know they're not supposed to be doing that?
Well, Mr. Park, I can assure you that if we find violations, and there are a number of them that make their way through Habitat, that go across my desk, that are after the fact, that are in contrast to what the permit is, we do take that very seriously. We have a number of after the fact enforcement actions that we take regularly. And to address your issue pertaining to the number of slips, I don't know how often you've come to these specific meetings, but number of slips figure very, very heavily in our determination as to what we allow when we start talking about community piers, marinas, and things like that. So we, both of your the issues that you've brought up, we take very seriously.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if I had something else. Let me just think for a second. Yes. The channel and the width of the water, I don't guess it makes any difference, really. It's I don't know why it's on you. Channel is 200 feet that away, according to this plan view. This whole extension beyond the metal covered boat slips, the whole extension is in the channel. If you go back or remember the picture that showed the darkest water, it is right there. The channel does not exist 200 feet across the creek. The Army Corps of Engineers and their writings in this 1977 letter that Mr. Nykirk's got says that the landing in Halford, the public landing in Halford that has in front of it a turning basin, which is an extension of the dredged channel, that turning basin is in front of the Halford Landing, and it says the Halford Landing is downstream from the marina. So downstream from the marina can't be across the creek from the marina. Therefore, in any channel 200 feet off the end of this dock. So
all right.
One last thing, and then I'll sit down. On the right-hand side on this plan view, there's a little dashed line that runs out here. In other drawings I've seen, there's a dashed line that runs out on the other side. That is an extension of the marina's property line out into the water. Now, if you guys had just come along and said, approved, and put your stamp on there, aren't you in a way kind of saying, yeah, that's his property line, and yeah, the channel is 200 feet off it? What I'm objecting to is extraneous information, especially stuff that's not correct, finding its way to these permits. And I hope you guys take that in as constructive comment.
Well, I think they considered that in the final assessment made by the staff pertaining to the riparian rights, did they not?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
I said I believe that staff took that into consideration when they made their final recommendation when it relates to riparian rights. And my evaluation, although only a court of chancery can apportion riparian rights, without such an apportionment, staff is reluctant to recommend approval for a project that results in a facility that is wider than the associated upland parcel. So they're not, they looked at the endorsement or the boundary line when they made their assessment.
Yes, sir. I'm not arguing that point at all. I was just simply making the point that for instance, saying the channel is 200 feet off the end of the dock. There's no need in this application to put that information in there, and it is not correct. So if you were a little tighter on your requirements, some of this stuff, which is misleading, wouldn't find its way into the application.
Okay.
And I have a photograph. I just took it basically from Mr. Nykirk's information. So he saved my trip over to Halford. It's taken off the end of the Halford dock, and over here you see the two demarkers for the end of the channel, and over here you see the marina, and this is the point opposite the marina. And anyway, I'll pass this on.
If you pass it up, we got to keep it for 33 days.
You keep it forever.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Okay, that's all I have, and I hope you'll accept Mr. Nyquist's recommendation.
Thank you, Mr. Parker, for that information. Matter is before the commission. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Based on staff's recommendation, I would move that we approve the 4-foot by 16-foot pier at the pump-out station and the 68-square-foot angled deck area at the landward end of the main pier and deny the increase in width or length of the easternmost slip.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Next item on the agenda, item 8, Terry Turner et al., 07-0616. Thank you, Mr. Parker. Appreciate it, sir. It's my Kirk.
Mr. Turner is requesting authorization to construct a 24-foot by 24-foot enclosed boathouse to replace a similar-sized enclosed